And then the voice said, "You need a drink." Hello, gals. Welcome to Sober Living Snippets, where we live alcohol-free, or we do our best, so we can heal our relationships, our bodies, our hearts, our minds, and our souls. I'm Becca Jacobson, delivering your daily snippet. Gals, I want to talk to you today back to the basics, back to the fundamentals. We talk about this a lot, but it is so important and so simple and so difficult at the same time. I am talking about the voice in our heads, the voice that we hear all day long, the voice that never stops, the voice that goes the moment we wake up until the moment we drift off to sleep, the voice in our heads, the inner talking, that nonstop monologue going on inside of our heads. Did you know that if we can get a handle on that and decide what that voice is saying and change the direction of that voice, we can then change our lives? We don't even have to make an external change. You don't have to say, "I'm going to set this goal and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that." Instead, turn all of your attention towards that inner talking, and the external will change automatically. Did you hear what I just said? The fact of the matter is that that is the truth, and yet we either don't believe it, or we haven't really heard it, or we don't know how to make it happen. But just think about that for a second. Let's just pretend that you 100% believe me, and you completely buy into the idea. Think about what that means. What I just said was, I don't want you to undertake any changes in your life. I don't want you to plan to exercise more, change your diet, give up alcohol. I don't want you to buy different clothes, go here, go there. I don't want you to set up any plans in your life. No goals, no plans, no nothing, nothing. The only thing I want you to do is spend your time changing the inner dialogue. First of all, does that excite you or terrify you? Because I think it's incredibly exciting. If I can change my inner dialogue, I will magically witness my external world changing. My behavior will begin to change without me saying, "Okay, now I'm going to change this behavior. Now I'm going to change that behavior. Now I'm going to set that goal." None of that. None of that. We turn 100% of our attention towards our inner dialogue, the voice that we're hearing all day long. We focus on that. We learn how to change it. And we patiently, patiently, moment by moment, day by day, week by week, change the inner dialogue. And our external worlds will just automatically change. We will be shocked to see ourselves behaving differently. We will be shocked to see our world changing. We will be shocked to see ourselves overcoming alcohol. We'll be shocked to see ourselves reacting differently to the stressors of our lives. This simplifies things profoundly. Forget about goals. Don't worry about it. Just turn your attention to the inner voice. Do you believe me? If you do, think about how exciting that is. I'm giving you permission to not set any external goals, but instead turn all of your energy and focus and loving attention towards yourself on that inner voice. How do we do that? Simple. Now remember, I said simple. I didn't say easy. Because as we know, the most profound things in life, we talk about this a lot here in Snippet Land, the most profound things in life are simple, but not necessarily easy. But this is a simple practice. And so we just take a deep breath and we say, all right, what if I just decide, all right, I'm going to just for 1 month, I'm going to just do what Becca said. I'm just going to believe her. I'm just going to decide, okay, screw it. I'm just going to believe what she said and try this for one solid month. Do my best for 1 month and see what happens. If you're willing to do that, here is how you can do it. First of all, toss out all the goals you're working on right now. So if you're like, okay, I'm going to quit drinking on Thursday. On Saturday, I'm going to start going to the gym. I'm going to change my diet to this. I'm going to blah, blah, blah. Whatever you have planned, I'm giving you permission to just stop. Just forget that. Put it aside for 1 month. Put it on hold. You don't have to forget it, but just put it over there on the left-hand side for now, up on a shelf. Just put it on hold. And instead, for the next 30 days, I want you to commit to focusing on that inner voice. We do this through gentle, patient practice. This would mean waking up in the morning and setting up your daily routine, spending a few minutes in the morning committing to watching the inner voice. This would also mean coming up with a practice, a sentence, a word, a phrase that you can hook the mind to when it takes off on you. It requires to walk through your day, each moment, being aware of what's going on between your ears. And what you're going to find is you're going to become unaware of it. And all of a sudden you'll realize, oh my goodness, what the heck, where has my mind been? 3 hours have gone by, 6 hours have gone by, a whole day may have gone by, and you realize, oh my God, I totally forgot. All we do in that moment is go back to the phrase that we've chosen to hook the mind to. We start over, and then we patiently start over again, and then we patiently start over again. This is what, in the beginning, it will be like. Very frustrating. You're going to go, this doesn't work. I can't do this. I don't know how the hell to do this. Every time I try to control my inner dialogue, I just forget all about it. The next thing I know, I'm just right back to what the hell I was doing before. And it's like, I'm trying to do this thing that Becca gave me, this 30-day thing, and I've forgotten all about it already. In that moment, instead, you take a deep breath and start again. In the 30 days, you're going to probably have to start over 60 to 80 to 120 times. In other words, several times a day, you're going to have to start over. But day by day and week by week, it will get easier. But I'm here to tell you that in the beginning, you're just going to get frustrated. So we commit in the very beginning that no matter how many times I have to start over, no matter how many times I forget, I'm going to patiently start again and just say, okay, oh, damn it. Look at that. I forgot. Make a game out of it. Make a game out of it. How much control do I have over the voice in my head? Let me just play a game for 30 days with myself and see. And then when you find out that you have zero control, zero, and that it's a mess, and that every time you try, you fail, and every time you try again, you fail again. Instead of getting upset, we can laugh about it. Turn it into a game and go, oh my God, it's my own mind, and I got nothing. I got nothing, and it's supposedly it's my mind. Is it my mind, or is it not my mind? Who's running the show around here? It ain't me, because every time I try, I fail again, and then laugh it off and try again. We have to approach this lighthearted, childlike wonder. Ask yourself, what is it going? How can I get some control over the voice in my own head? When you discover you can't, laugh it off and start over. And when you discover you can't, laugh it off and start over again. So what is this phrase that you're going to hook the mind to? Choose something very, very simple. I am not talking about a positive affirmation, and I want it to be something that specifically reminds you what you're doing. So it could be, these are my thoughts and I am at peace. Or it could be, I relax and put aside these thoughts. Or it could be, I am in charge of my mind. I relax and watch my thoughts. Or it could be, I relax, I relax, I relax. Or it could be, I'm happy to start over again. Or it could be, I'm okay, I'm in charge, I'm free. Or it could be, I relax, I relax, I relax. You see my point. Pick something so simple that when you've lost control again, you just go back to it and hook the mind to it. Breathe gently, say your phrase, say your phrase, say your phrase, and before you know it, you'll have forgotten it again. And then you'll have to start all over again. Now, in the beginning, we really do want to keep it that simple. It could just simply be, I relax. After a little while, a few days, a week, you'll start getting a little bit of traction. And you'll think, okay, I can expand my phrase. I can make it longer now. And then you can add to it, make it more interesting, because we don't want to bore ourselves to death. But in the beginning, the first few days, a week, however long it takes, just keep it so, so simple. I relax, I relax, I'm in charge, I'm okay, I can do this, whatever works for you. Reminding yourself that you're doing it. In addition to that, take a few minutes every morning and every evening and just write a paragraph that says, here's what I'm doing for the next 30 days. Today is day one, and I am going to do 30 days of watching my thoughts and see how much control I can get over my thoughts. On day two, you're going to write, today's day two. I'm going to do my best to hook my mind to my phrase. On the third day, you'll write in your journal, today's day three. I'm going to do my best to remember my hook phrase. On day four, you'll write, today is day four, and I've barely even had 5 whole minutes yesterday, but I'm going to try again today. On day five in your journal, you'll write, today's day five, and I'm going to do my best to not get frustrated when I forget to watch my thoughts. We write it down, we say it, we remind ourselves, we go back to the beginning. If you're a meditator, absolutely, by all means, do some meditation. That helps us to take control of the mind. However you want to do it, the goal, the single solitary goal for 30 days is to watch your thoughts and get a better handle on them so that you can see that you are wasting your thoughts and that inner dialogue will drag you down, and drag you down. You'll also notice how negative it is, how often you criticize yourself, how much damage you're doing with your inner talking. Gals, this is no easy task. I admit it. It is no easy task, but it's something that I practice. And no, I am far from perfect, but I am absolutely determined that the voice between my ears is mine. Because for all of those years, all of those decades, it wasn't. I was a victim of my own thoughts. And I want you to know it is a worthwhile practice to no longer be a victim of your own thoughts. So here's what I did for you. I created a step-by-step guide to walk you through this practice because I realized my description of it here was a little bit iffy. So I've got a guide for you. If you would like to try getting a handle on your thoughts for 30 days, go to the show notes. Click the link and sign up for my Sober Living Letters. When you do that, I will immediately send back to you the guide. With it, I will send a breathing guide. And with it, I will also send you a free copy of my best-selling memoir, just for fun, that you can put aside and read when you've got a moment. But I will send you the breathing guide and the 30-day mind control guide so that you can start getting a handle on this. So if you were trying to follow along and you're like, how do I do this? Don't worry about it. Just make sure that you're getting the Sober Living Letters. Make sure that I have your email. I'm going to send it out to you. If you're already getting the Sober Living Letters, then guess what? The guide is going to arrive in your inbox tomorrow. I'm sending it out the day after publishing this snippet. That'll be tomorrow. So if I've got your email, the guide is coming. If I don't have your email, sign up now so I can send it to you. And I encourage you to set aside 30 days and give this a try. Because what happens is once we get control of the inner dialogue, then we can change our lives because we get to decide what we're thinking. And whatever we're thinking creates our actions. Our actions create our lives. All of the power is in our minds. We know that, right? It's all about mindset. This is more than mindset. It's mind control. It's mind mastery. I mean, after all, it's your mind. Why let it be run by an external crazy force, which is known as alcohol and desire and craving and addiction? Thanks for coming, gals. Come back tomorrow for another snippet because they just keep getting better and better. Don't forget, sign up for the Sober Living Letters if you want your guide and you want to practice getting a handle on that little voice between your ears. See you tomorrow. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.